It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music. Does the Light Still Shine? Norm Post with one of the many songs written by Dick Dameron from Alberta. A great way to get the gospel trail underway today. And friends, welcome to the program. And as promised a few weeks ago, today I'm featuring the gospel songs of the great talent Norm Post, born in Rednersville, Prince Edward County, Ontario, on the 28th of February, 1932. And that's just west of Belleville. He passed on November the 17th, 2019, at the age of 87. Patriarch of the well-known Singing Post family that delighted audiences for 10 years coast-to-coast here in Canada, Norm Post and country music were pretty much attached at the hip, so to say. He started singing at the early age of 12 and formed his first band while still in his teens. Norm and his wife, Jean Corfield Post, raised three children, Joanne, Debbie, and Ken, and with their dad, released eight vinyl albums from 1969 to 1977 under the name The Singing Post Family, making inroads into the Canadian country music scene. In the late 1970s, as the children went their separate ways, Norm took about a 10-year break, then he reinvented his performing passion. Another great song here, written by Norm's friend Dick Dameron, Till the End of Forever. the first track from Norm's CD, A Picture of Jesus, and then it's our own Hank Snow, a man Norm respected and could easily imitate. Hank has for us the Johnny Master song, The Gloryland March. So friends, right now, let's give a listen to Norm Post with a wonderful song, Till the End of Forever.
it is the army that will all look out, fighting for the kingdom as we onward trot, waiting for the morning when we leave the sod, to live and be forever in the presence of God. He will give us power over the man of sin, we shall and ever end. You'll hear the victory ring when we crown the Savior King, so get in the glory land march. Glory, hallelujah, we are marching on
as we sing this song, and it won't be long.
The man of Galilee will set us everyone free, so get in the glory land march.
Hank Snow, the glory land march, and Norm Post, till the end of forever. Hank Snow recorded the Glory Land March back on July the 23rd, 1964. Norm Post became an active member of the Kawartha Shrine Club, devoting much time and energy fundraising for crippled children. He took the opportunity and became a registered clown and performed under the name Cinders. And I've talked to people who've watched him perform as Cinders, and they said it was amazing. He continued as a solo country artist, playing alongside Gordy Tapp, Roy Clark, Hank Snow, to name only a few. In 1990, he released his first of three solo CDs. It's called Finally Got Around to Me. His son, Ken Post, is well known on the Canadian music scene, and Ken Post, along with Ken Herndon and Wayne McFall, produced the album. And Ken, a very famous Canadian drummer, produced and helped engineer all three of his dad's exceptional CD albums. Norm's got five of Dick Dameron's songs on his CD, A Picture of Jesus, and that was his second CD issued in 2004. Daughters Joanne and Debbie and son Ken are all singing background harmony vocals on Norm's CDs. And Norm will sing Wings Upon the Wind, and that will be followed by Canada's singing Newfoundlander, Michael T. Wall, with a Max Burns song, The Same Way You Came In. And Michael lives in Pickering, Ontario, and he married Mrs. Nancy Ford last May. A member of five Music Halls of Fame, at 85, he's still recording great music with Paul Evans of Ambassador Studios in Oshawa, Ontario. Michael remembers doing a few shows with the Singing Post family in Stirling, Ontario. And friends, once again, here's our spotlight artist, Norm Post, with one titled, Wings Upon the Wind.
Cast your sails upon the sea, carry me away, let me be the things that I should be. Cast your wings upon the wind, carry me away, far above the mountains and the sea. Somewhere beyond all time of time, there lies a perfect form that we may never know or understand. I believe that we are here to walk the path we choose. Somehow it all fits the Master's plan. Cast your sails upon the sea, carry me away, let me be the things that I should be. Cast your wings upon the wind, carry me away, far above the mountains and the sea. Mm-hmm. say goodbye and lay my body down. Lord, you know it only brings me pain. There's a sadness in my soul no one else can know, and I will never pass this way again. Cast your sails upon the sea, carry me away, let me be the things that I should be. Cast your wings upon the wind, carry me away. Far above the mountains and the sea, cast your sails upon the sea, carry me away. Let me be the things that I should be. Cast your wings upon the wind, carry me away. Far above the mountains and the sea.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archive Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
Oh, we're going out the same way we came in. Don't matter who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or movie star. You're going out the same way you came in. We are born into this world without a thing, and we leave it just as naked as we came. You may live down in Nashville, own a mansion on the hill, don't mean nothing when the good Lord calls your name. Ah, you're going out the same way you came in. Someone will notify your next of kin. Some will weep and some will moan, some will spit up on your stone, but you're going out the same way you came in. They lay you out in all your fancy clothes, and then figure out just who and what you owes. Then the lawyers claim your nest, and your kinfolk get the rest, cause you can't take it with you when you go. Ah, you're going out the same way you came in. Makes no difference who you know or where you've been. Makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or movie star. You're going out the same way you came in. You're going out the same way you came in. Yeah, you're going out the same way you came in.
Michael T. Wall, The Same Way You Came In. And that's the truth, friends. We're all leaving this old world the same way we arrived. Wings Upon the Wind, another Dick Dameron song, was of course Norm Post. Norm was also a Masonic Lodge member, and he performed at countless benefits for handicapped children and burn victims and hundreds of other community fundraising events. In 2006, he was made a lifetime member of the Canadian Spinal Research Organization for his untiring efforts on their behalf. Also in 2006, he was inducted into Peterborough's Pathway of Fame. Norm's gospel CD, A Picture of Jesus, was a lifelong dream, and the title cut, A Picture of Jesus, was written by his friend Morris Halverson. After Norm sings this one, It's Yours Truly, with Hallelujah to Our Great God and King, written by my brother, Dig Trenum, and Dr. Ray Legere is playing a fiddle that he purchased from bluegrass great Alison Krauss on this one.
There's a picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. It was placed there to greet you as you walked in the door, and the feeling of calmness like you've never felt before. You could reach out and touch it, you'd be invited to. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Every day it was taken down and cleaned with loving care. Then Mother read from the Bible and say a little prayer. She'd hold it close to her heart, her eyes wet with dew. It's a picture. I know you'd love it too. Mother's gone on now to her reward. Up those golden stairs to stand beside her loved ones who will one day meet her there. There's someone who will greet her in that very special place. It's the man in the picture. She'll meet him face to face. There's a picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Yes, it's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too.
The day of the Lord will come. The saved will be parted from the lost. The skies they will open and the holy angels sing.
hallelujah to our great God and King. So lift high Jesus' name, all you children of the Lord. From death on to life, he has brought each one of us. Oh, great our rejoicing in that happy jubilee. Hallelujah to our great God and King. Hallelujah to our great God and King. Father, you've washed us in the blood of the Lamb. Has been paid. Happy are we if Jesus we obey. Make this gospel news to the ears of everyone. Hallelujah to our great God and King. Hallelujah to our great God and King. Father, you've washed us in the blood of the Lamb.
One that I recorded, Hallelujah to Our Great God and King, written by my brother, Dig Trenum. I recorded 50 gospel songs with Ray Legere. Norm Post, A Picture of Jesus, the title cut of his second solo CD issued in 2004. Norm performed at classic country and gospel concerts all across Ontario, appearing as a performer or MC, and in many cases, both. And some of the musicians on his three CDs, our son Ken played drums and some acoustic guitar. Steel guitar was Doug Johnson. Ken Harnden, Steve O'Connor, John Park Wheeler, and Mel O'Coin were on keyboards. Lead guitars were provided by Tony Bandoni and Doug DeVoe. Don Reed and Randy Morrison played fiddles. Bass guitar players were Andrew Affleck, Barry Murray, Vitas Lepkoskas, and Anita Paris and Frank Woodcock also helped with background vocals. I've already mentioned that Norm's son Ken is a great talent. It must have been a proud moment for father and son when they duetted this next number, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. A song about mother, local old-time country group Misty Creek will follow with Just a Closer Walk with Thee, an African-American song that could date before the Civil War. It's off their 1984 vinyl album, Misty Creek, on record. Ken Smith, Albert Greeno, and Earl Field are singing this one. And since yesterday, February the 17th, was Albert Greeno's 90th birthday, this is from Albert's family and many friends. Sure hope your birthday was a great one, Albert. Thanks for all the great music, and happy birthday. And friends, here's father and son, Norm and Ken Post, with The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
He got hair red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest.
It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he could always find a twinkle in her eye.
There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas, creation's most unique and precious pearl. Heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
She taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he'd never learn.
And by the time she wore the cover off her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man was gone. There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas, creation's most precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Thy shore, just a closer walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be.
local group Misty Creek, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and father and son Norm and Ken Post with the Ted Harris song, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. And Dick Dameron from Alberta experimented with many musical styles in the country music genre, recording more than 25 albums. He recorded for some big labels, including RCA. One of Canada's premier songwriters, Dick Dameron and Norm Post, were very good friends. And as I said earlier, Norm included 5 of Dick's gospel songs on his compact disc, A Picture of Jesus. Son, Ken Post, also worked with Dick on one of his biggest gospel songs, Jesus, It's Me Again. Ken Post played and arranged and recorded all the background vocals on this, the remake of the song, which was produced by Randall Prescott. You can also find a really nice video of Dick singing this one on YouTube. The Spinney Brothers and Close Company will follow Dick Dameron with Church, Keep Moving On. And this is from their CD, The Old Fundy Shore. So friends, at this time, it's Dick Dameron with his new remake recording of Jesus, It's Me Again.
Lately, Lord, I almost feel like dying. I wake up like a child alone at night. Sometimes, Lord, just can't keep from crying. I can't find the strength to carry on. Jesus, it's me again. I'm on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me again, down on my knees again, begging you please again, reach out your hand. Tried to find a reason, and I've talked to you a time or two before. But this time, Lord, it's more than I can handle. And I know I just can't take it anymore. Jesus, it's me again. I'm on my knees again, asking you please again, reach out your hand. Jesus, it's me again, down on my knees again, begging you please again, reach out your hand. Thank you.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
It's His holy church. It gave the gifts of power upon this earth world. He sent signs and wonders, miracles and time. In the clouds of glory again is sure to shine.
Ain't no chains gonna hold Him, no devil's gonna throw Him. It's a living story, church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. It's a living story, church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. Church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. There ain't no chains gonna hold Him, no devil's gonna throw Him. It's a living story, church, keep moving on. It's the day of deliverance, flowing with assurance. Keep the fires burning, church, keep moving on. Church, keep moving on. Church, keep moving on.
The Spinney Brothers and Close Company, Church, Keep Moving On. Writers on this one are Tammy and Jerry Sullivan. Dick Dameron, one of Canada's elite songwriters, with his greatest gospel song, Jesus, It's Me Again. And back to Norm Post. He founded the Cross Country Jamboree, which introduced such artists as Carol Baker and Wayne Rostat. Norm raised thousands and thousands of dollars for organizations such as the Canadian Cancer Society, the Rockhound Jamboree, and the Canadian Spinal Cord Research Company. Norm Post has been referred to as the total entertainer, and according to the people that I've talked to that saw Norm perform, that's a fact. I had the great pleasure of corresponding with Norm a couple years before he passed, and in case you didn't know it, Norm Post was also a songwriter. In 2006, he released his third and final CD, and it's titled Life Passes Away. That being the title song was written by Norm along with How to Mend a Broken Heart. 30 years prior, several of his songs appear on the 8 vinyl albums he recorded with his family, the Singing Post family. Friends, here's Norm Post with the title cut from his CD, Life Passes Away, and Norm will be followed by his neighbor, Shell Dalton, as Shell gives us Let Me Rest on a Peaceful Mountain.
in the morning, just before dawn. The sun's peeping through, a new day is born. And lying in slumber there by my side is my darling companion, the love of my eyes. She is the one and only that I live for. When I come home each evening, she's there at the door. Her smile never changes, it's always so warm. My love for her grows stronger, and I'm never alone. For me, here on earth, there'll be just one more to love. And I pray every evening to the good Lord above. To spare us our health through its beautiful day, that our love may grow stronger as life passes away. The sun rises and sets as each day passes on, and I think of my loved one when I'm all alone. For I know there is someone from way up above, watching over my darling and our wonderful love. For me, here on earth, there'll be just one more to love. And I pray every evening to the good Lord above, to spare us our health through its beautiful day, that our love may grow stronger as life passes away. That our love may grow stronger as life passes away.
Let me rest on a peaceful mountain, when the seeds of the harvest are sown. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain, in the hills near my home, sweet home. Thoughts come back from childhood, old-time memories return. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain, in the hills near my home, sweet home. Come back from childhood, old time memories return. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain, in the hills near my home, sweet home. Let me rest on a peaceful mountain in the hills near my home, sweet home.
Shel Dalton, a neighbor to Norm Post, with a Carter Stanley song, Let Me Rest on a Peaceful Mountain. Before putting this program together, I talked with several people who knew Norm, and they all said he was a wonderful person with a great God-given talent. And friends, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today with country music recording artist Norm Post in our spotlight. Norm and his wife Jean were blessed with three gifted children, and Jean Corfield Post passed on June the 21st, 2002, at age 73. Norm passed on November the 17th, 2019, at the age of 87. He worked and retired from the Sir James Whitney School for the Deaf in Belleville, Ontario, and I had full intentions of doing this show when Norm was alive, and I've kicked myself for not doing so. Norm Post and the Singing Post family delighted audiences for decades, and they made their mark and a difference in this world. I'd like to extend a special thanks to Ken and his sister Joanne Post for providing me with some of the details used on this, the Gospel Trail program, number 643. A reminder that the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail, and the Gospel Trail is aired weekly out of Livermore, Kentucky, on Pastor Billy R. Douglas's 24/7 Christian Internet station. And that's streamed into more than 90 countries around the world. You can find Pastor Billy at voiceofthelordministries.com or votlradio.com. Some time ago, one of my faithful listeners, a world traveler, emailed me saying, "Wherever I go, I never miss your program." I'm listening this morning from the country of Chile in South America. Friends, it was a great pleasure presenting the music of and telling Norm's story for you here today. Norm Post has the final song with a beautiful gospel medley of I Saw the Light, I'll Fly Away, and I Would Crawl All the Way to the River. Friends, God bless you all, and until next week.
I saw the light.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.